Commercial fishing remains one of the most dangerous occupations in the country, so safety experts are crying foul over the Obama administration's proposal to cancel a program run by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health that's working to reduce fisheries-related deaths and injuries. This year, $1.5 million went towards NIOSH's Alaska regional office that studies commercial fishing. Jerry Dugan is the executive director of the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association. He credits NIOSH's research in helping the Coast Guard design programs that have reduced deaths from overloaded crab boats. As a fishery, crab is now statistically safer than salmon.
NIOSH has worked with the Coast Guard in the monitoring of the crab pot loading. And the Bering Sea, for example, that has helped reduce the number of deaths from crab fishermen. The deadliest catch isn't the deadliest catch anymore. And NIOSH has been a big part of that solution.
His sentiment is echoed by Ken Lawrenson, the Coast Guard's commercial fishing safety coordinator for Alaska.
We use their statistics and analysis weekly to help us determine those fisheries and fishing behaviors that pose the highest risk to commercial fishermen in Alaska.
He notes that while the Coast Guard is responsible for vessel safety, NIOSH's research is methodical in ways his office isn't equipped to be.
I don't think that the Coast Guard can boast a lot of highly educated statistical epidemiologists on staff, and so they have a more scientifically supportable established regimen for analyzing their data than we do.
One of those epidemiologists is Jennifer Lincoln. Her recent research has been in developing emergency shutoff switches on decks to decrease fatalities from crew being caught in fishing gear. She says if the funding is cut, the industry stands to lose the expertise provided by her office since 1992.
What the fishing industry would lose is a knowledgeable staff of scientists and engineers who understands the importance of working with the fishing industry to identify hazards and develop solutions. The industry would lose fishery-specific information about hazards that are associated with, say, purse seining or crab fishing or something like that. We've also worked with industry to try to develop affordable engineering solutions to deck hazards and vessel stability. So those types of things would go away, the testing of stability monitors on vessels. So that would be eliminated.
Funding is scheduled to go before House committees next month. Nothing has been scheduled in the U.S. Senate, but Democratic Senator Mark Begich released a statement today crediting NIOSH with saving lives in the fishing industry. He notes that this will be a difficult budget year, but pledged to make restoring NIOSH's funding high on his list of priorities.